The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah, we do. And Lindsay.
Lindsay
yeah. From her house. And I know, Riggins, you're dying that this is not a mobile camera that Lindsay's on, so she can't go through the house and show you things that you are nosy about.
Yeah, I want to know.
Like, you, I know you want to see inside of her closet and all of that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Now, you go over there, she'd probably just show you.
Yeah.
I have a good closet. I had to pay a lot of money for it, but came in and did it all.
I will never pass up the opportunity to take a tour of somebody's house when they're like, can I show you around? I'm like, absolutely. I don't know why. That's just one part that I'm really nosy about.
I'm always kind of awkward with that.
Yeah, it is awkward.
You know, because like when we lived in that, like if they came over to our house now, it's pretty simple house. It wouldn't bother me to say, if they ask a question or something, okay, you want to see the rest of it? It's no big deal. Or you want to see the famous puffy couch room? I'll take, you know, yeah, that sort of thing. But when we lived in that big fancy house, I always felt like it was just, it would be kind of a dipshit thing to do, to go, so you want me to show you around? You want me to give you a tour?
This is the fifth bedroom.
Agreed.
Right. Yeah.
So. I've always felt that way too. Like, oh, let me show you my house. Like, nobody, like, how do you know if they care about your house? Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
But
I'll look.
Is the guest supposed to ask if they want a tour of the house?
I don't think so.
I've had people ask me, like, let me see your house.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't Jody run all over your house the other day when she traipsing all over the house?
Yeah. But I mean, did you say Jody? Sorry,
yeah.
I broke up.
Yeah, Jody.
Yeah, but Delilah was like, come see my room, and just grabbed her hand and ran her up there.
Yeah,
that's well, there's laundry on the floor and here. I mean, it wasn't that big of a mess, but.
Well, Regan's.
Yeah.
Her house was a disaster.
It was a total nightmare.
Listen, with kids, you never know what you're going to get.
I was going to call hoarders.
Yeah.
Oh.
bring the cameras. No, I'm kidding. I just never, with the whole touring thing, and I know, Riggins, you want to be up in everybody's business if you can, and
yeah, know. in that regard, I want to see your house. I want to see, like, especially people that seem like they have it all together, and then you go over to their house and you're like, hold, I did not expect them to live like this.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
it doesn't match the outside, it's always shocking. So yeah, I am curious about that.
So when we were over there the other day, shooting those videos and stuff, my wife and I were at Lindsay's house. Lindsay kept coming around with different, like she would walk up and have something and then walk up and have something else and walk up and have something else. You want to guess what she had every time she was coming up to me?
A different snack?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a snacker.
She's like, you don't like peppermint chocolate at all, do you? And I was like, no. But she opens this big box of crumble cookies or something that had peppermint brownies in them.
Ooh.
Oh, they were delicious. Yeah.
That sounds
next thing,
good.
She already had like Slim Jims laid out.
Yeah. I was going to try to sneak them in his pocket, but then I was like, if Jody sees me do that, that's like an awkward move for like a coworker to do it with another, you know.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just hand it to him because I know Jody doesn't favor the Slim Jim smell.
Right. You basically made a charcuterie board by someone from Concord. It's exactly
that
how
was
I
it.
Expected.
No. If I would have taken out the flat cheese, you know, that's not really cheese, but in the wrapper and given you some slips, that would have been it. That would have been it.
And a you know, slice of bologna.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The that's Concord, fun. North Carolina girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Girl. Yes.
So can you do a good charcuterie board?
I actually can. I'm really good at it, and I want to bring one in. Ooh, maybe I make one like before we leave for the holidays.
Yeah.
As like just like a little fun. Would we eat all of that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that we would get around to eating it because I know Rob would probably be guarding it because he would be so in awe of the presentation.
Gorgeous. Right. What a gorgeous board.
What a good
you
board.
Outdid you know, yourself again.
Uh-huh. I make roses out of pepperonis.
Mm-hmm.
I do the whole thing.
You do.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
it's super simple. But.
I'm thinking of, you know, the staples on a charcuterie board, if Rob would eat them or not. So he likes cheese. Or would he eat cheese by itself?
Yes.
Hey, Rob, can you hear?
Yes, I can hear you.
Rob's at his home studio too. So you eat those little, if you've seen them at get-togethers and all, where they have a display with meats and cheeses and stuff on it.
Oh yeah,
you eat the little cheese cubes and all by themselves.
Yeah, I'll eat them by themselves. I might grab a cracker.
Yeah,
as well.
Any type of cracker, or does it have, you know, because some of them are kind of bland and all that they put on those boards.
I mean, I prefer a Ritz.
Yeah,
but
I can do Ritz.
And the grapes, you put grapes on it. That's kind of a staple, isn't it?
Oh no, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I know you like pepperoni.
Oh, of course.
That's his favorite spaghetti meat.
Alfredo meat.
That's his favorite Alfredo meat.
He also said he would never eat a pepperoni by itself, though.
Did I?
Yeah. You said you like it on pizza, but you wouldn't eat just a pepperoni, right?
No, I would put it on a cracker with cheese. You're right. Yeah. I wouldn't eat just a pepperoni.
Mm-hmm. Do you like salami?
Salami's okay too.
Or like prosciutto?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not really sure what prosciutto is.
It's a really thinly sliced ham.
Then yes, Italian ham.
Yeah. Okay.
Those are my two favorite things on a board: salami and prosciutto.
Oh, I do it. I'm gonna do one. I'm gonna make one and see what all Rob will eat on it. That'd be a fun game.
Don't go to a lot of trouble, you know, because we're not really gonna appreciate the artwork of it as much as you would be putting into it, you know.
Well,
plus it's all dirty in it. This is not a charcuterie type environment. It's dirty in here and all of that.
But wouldn't it be funny to see Rob not eat a thing on there?
Yeah, 100%.
Not funny for my wallet, but funny, you know.
Oh, look, you made a meat rose. You made two meat roses. I like that.
I do some spreads that I know he wouldn't like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's dicey when you start getting into the figs and the brie cheese. You know, I think the goofy cheeses he's not going to be into at all.
Man, no way.
Yeah, I do too. I love a fig, and I have the best fig spread.
Girl, do you? Got the best fig spread.
It's so good. Oh my God. Y'all would love it. Yeah. Maybe I'll just invite everybody over and I'll do a nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you're a country person when you like fig preserves. That's me. I love fig preserve.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, we know. We'll learn you, though, Rob. Yeah. We'll learn you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll get you beyond Ritz crackers.
He's like,
I ain't nothing better than a cracker.
I hate to bust y'all's balloon here, but I don't know what that is. I don't know what prosciutto and figs are. I hope you don't lose respect for me, because I know y'all hold me to the highest esteem when it comes to my palate. But I don't know. I don't really know what Genoa is.
Figgy pudding? No, bring me chocolate. Snack pack, preferably.
Vanilla pudding's all right, too.
Oh, God.
All right, more coming up.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So I don't know whether my wife got hammered last night at that party she was with, whether she got excrement faced.
Really?
Probably not, which is weird. I mean, why waste the designated driver? You know, go to all that trouble of having somebody drive you over there and then come pick you up and all of that stuff if you're not just going to get obliterated.
She did tell me she was going to have to pregame.
Oh, yeah, they always do that. It's just, you know.
Pregame?
Yeah, because there were a lot of people she was excited to see, but she didn't know who all was going to be there.
And because, Riggins, this is not a problem that Jody has, but a lot of people have. They don't want to show up at a party, even though it's of all of their close friends. They don't want to show up alone. Yeah. So they always want to get one of the other people that's going to the party to go with them so they don't have to walk in by themselves and all that. So I think there were about four or five of them that got together to go over to the people's house, to the lady's house that was throwing it. They got together for some wine beforehand.
Okay.
It's just like when we were younger and we'd go out with friends all the time for dinner and stuff. And I guess you and Kyle probably do this, Lynn, where you can't just go to the restaurant when it's time to meet at the restaurant. you got to go somewhere else first and have a drink, then go to the restaurant. And that's the entire group. It's not just a few people who are close. Like the whole group, we're going to go to dinner at, we got 8 o'clock reservations at such and such restaurant, the Hungry Heifer restaurant.
Love that.
But we're going to meet at 6:30 or at 6:30 at the Hideaway Bar for a drink before we go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who all's going to be there? Well, everybody that's going to dinner, then we're all going to go over to the restaurant together. And go, well, why? Why do we go to a different place? Well, because we just want to have a drink before dinner. Well, the place we're going has a nice bar. Why not just go to the bar and sit around for a little while and then walk in the other room to eat?
Yeah.
Oh, then I was a shithead, you know, because I would bring that up. Logic, you know.
How could you? Yeah.
Do y'all do that? Is that still what people do?
Yeah, we do. Or we did more so. And then when we had kids, that kind of gets you out of it because we're like, oh, our sitter can't come till whatever. Yeah. So we got to put them to bed. We'll just meet you at the restaurant. But yeah, typically everyone wants to meet.
Before. Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't even a like I wanted to get out of it or anything. It's just that it made no sense to me to go park, get out,
right,
go in, get people to wait on you, wait on them to bring the check, pay it, then go to the restaurant when the restaurant has a nicer bar usually than the one that we stopped at.
Yeah, that's first. The difference maker for me. If it's got the bar in the restaurant,
That's why we do want to get out of it. Is like you said, the driving, because typically it's not even that close to where we're going. I mean, I'm driving all over the place, you know, kind of annoying. If everyone wanted to meet here at my house, I'd be cool with it. You know?
Yeah. Now, when y'all go out and y'all are going to be drinking, do y'all, you and Kyle take turns over who's driving?
We typically just Uber.
Yeah.
Because sometimes where we're going, parking isn't even a.
Oh, that's right. That's the difference in living in a big city. Mm-hmm. The parking situation.
And with those tanks they drive.
Yeah.
Can't be easy.
Cheaper just to Uber.
Yeah, their cars are so big that you would expect them to be parked overnight in a Walmart parking lot.
Yeah.
And they get out and sell puppies the next morning.
You expect. Yeah. Like,
we're on the side of the road with our blinkers still on, taking a nap.
Looks like Saddam Hussein's going to walk out of it.
That's a good one. She made an 18-wheeler reference. Hey.
Yeah.
With the flashers on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had a lot of fun when we were, you know, doing that kind of thing. But it's just, you know, different stages in life. Then you get to a point where you don't do it as often, or you change the way that you do it, or you get new friends and all of that. But it still never made sense to me. If we're going bar hopping, let's go bar hopping.
Right.
But I've learned since I've gotten a little bit older, a little more mature, that sometimes I just have to accept the fact that I'm the only logical one in a group and not say anything.
Just shut up.
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss. That is actually a true statement. Mm-hmm. But I would always go, you know, I'd be trying to get allies and go to one of the other husbands and go, does this make sense to you? But we're standing around here drinking when there's a bar at the restaurant, and you know,
a little mutiny.
And they always would say the same thing. Oh, well, I guess so. You know,
yeah,
no big deal.
Mm-hmm. I think about Lindsay and Kyle during the holiday season. I know this Saturday for them super slammed, but I guarantee you their next Saturday is probably gonna be super slammed as well.
Yeah,
because my brothers and their wives are exactly the same. Their weekends are insane.
And for some reason, when your kids are little and you're at your busiest is when you have the most friends that also keep you busy doing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I know, Lindsay, all those women that you're with all the time, they're not your closest friends, but they are close enough that you do activities with them and stuff, and you have to put them in on the calendar. You have a certain core group that you do stuff with.
Mm-hmm.
Does Kyle like all their husbands?
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah, he does. He gets along with everybody, which I hate I hate saying that because like he never will say a bad word about anybody. But see, that's what makes me so frustrated with him, if he can hear me.
Is that he doesn't say bad stuff about people?
No, but like when I'm saying something, come in here with me. Come in my space and
Be catty with people.
Yeah. You want somebody to be like that. And he's like, well, maybe they meant well. No, does it mean well?
Yeah, that's so annoying when people do that.
And he doesn't have the decency to say, you're right. And did you see how big her ass has gotten in the last month? He doesn't doesn't do that.
No, but I would love that.
I thought you he's said like, he was a good husband, Lindsay.
I know.
Now I know that he's not.
Now you know. Now you know. Oh, well, maybe she was just having a bad day. A bad day? Every day. She's a bee.
Oh, God. What an asshole he is.
I know. Telling you. It's tough in these streets.
I've never heard a wife complain because her husband's too nice. You know, he's like, I can't win because if I was a jerk all the time, she wouldn't like that either.
I just need it sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
I need you to be on my side about. Yeah.
Because a lot of times you're talking crap about people who you think have done you wrong.
Correct.
Right.
That's the only time I really
talk. And then by his saying, well, maybe she was having a bad day or whatever, a wife takes that as, you're on her side?
Hell yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Why don't you just go marry her, okay?
I guess you like how big her ass has gotten.
Yeah. Just say one bad. Give me one bad thing.
Yeah, of course you're going to sit there and defend her because she's so flirty with you.
Right. I know your ways.
Yeah, if we're ragging on somebody, join me. Come on, let's have some fun with it.
Yeah.
At least don't give the counterbalance to it. If you don't have anything nasty to say, just shut up.
Yeah,
I think that's biblical, isn't it?
I think so.
That's the golden rule.
I think so.
If you don't have anything nasty to say, don't say anything at all.
Man, we're ragging on this guy.
Yeah.
Or girl, whatever.
Yeah. He likes everybody, so.
He does. You can tell, like, just being around him, he's like one of those guys that gets along with everybody.
And I don't know if it's a naive thing or like a, I don't know. Like, I wonder how people are like that. Like, you give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. Like, really?
They being so positive all the time. And I get accused of that.
I'm glass half empty all the time.
My wife.
So nothing surprises me.
My wife looks at me sometimes and goes, my God, can you at least for 5 minutes say something negative or act negative about something?
Yeah.
Just once.
Yeah, I get called Negative Nelly at home multiple times a day. Negative Nelly and Leave the Light On Lenny.
That's a classic.
That's my favorite.
That's a classic.
Yeah, so.
Well, maybe her and Kyle could just.
Oh, well, no, she's not. That's the thing. She acts like that. She's like, you know, Kyle's personality where she doesn't.
Right.
She just means that I shouldn't say anything negative about anything that I disagree with.
Okay.
You know, like the whole, you know, we've had several, you know, confrontations about my observation of that it's goofy to go to a bar before you go to a restaurant with a bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't like that.
Oh, no, never. You hate everything. You weren't like that when we got married. I didn't marry Mr. Negative Nelly, and my personality is the same as it's always been.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same since I've known you.
Mm-hmm. Well, she would say you've only known me since I've been a grouchy old man.
Oh,
even when
I've known you a long time.
I know when I was a young man, I was still to her a grouchy old man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how that works.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.